Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word from William Brooks. The title is, Hear Me in My Love for You, My Children. And this word was posted April 21st, 2024. Hear my words, my church, and incline your ears to wisdom and truth. For behold, my words are wisdom and truth. Wisdom calls aloud in the streets, and understanding seeks a discourse with you. Will you now lend me your ear in willful obedience? For I, Yeshua HaMashiach, am crying aloud to be heard of my bride, even all those in the body of Christ. Hear my words, says the great, faithful Lord, even he whose kingdom is not of the world. For my kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. So in my kingdom, so as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. For I will bring righteousness to the earth, and no evil thing shall enter my gates. For my kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness, where the lion shall lie down with the lamb in peace and safety. So many of you, my bride, have become haughty in these days of increased knowledge. And this is not unexpected, for what saith my word? For knowledge puffeth up, but love edifies. Now hear me in my love for you, my children. Hear my words, for I will speak about the Edomites among you, for many of you do not know to whom I refer. I will speak of those who dress in sheep's clothing, but are ravenous wolves. For they disguise themselves and walk among you. I will speak of the synagogue of Satan and all those who have infiltrated my Father's creation, sent by Satan himself, for they are the very seed of the serpent. Oh, wait! Don't stop your ears and cover your eyes because you disagree with my words. Oh, my willingly blind and deaf little ones! But bend your knees in humility and bow your ear to my words, for pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Know, my little ones, that the words in my word are of God, are true, accurate, and reliable. Even if you don't understand these words and try to rationalize away the literal truth, saying to yourselves, oh, that's not literal, but figurative. Oh, that's not written to me, but someone else. Oh, those are just ancient myths and literary devices. Oh, those are just stories of times past and shouldn't be taken literally. You fool! You allow the wayward shepherds to say that the very word of God, the same words by which comes your salvation, the words of Yahweh himself, aren't true, but can be faithlessly explained away. Oh, depart from your faithless ways, my people, and come to me with an open heart and a mind that is clothed in humility. Have you not read? What does Genesis say on the matter when Yahweh confronted the serpent for his crafty vileness he accomplished in the garden? These many jubilees now past. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Do you think these words are make-believe and figurative, my children? Do you believe the faithless words of the Enlightenment that has blinded your minds to my words all this time now? Lies that are accepted in your sciences, for they are made spurious by their lies. Lies that are accepted into your cosmology, for they are made spurious by their lies. Lies that are accepted into your history, for you have forgotten who you are, my little ones, and you have been disconnected from your true past and live the lies of the enemy in utter ignorance of the real world in which you live. Just as surely as I am the promised seed of the woman, yes, that wonderful woman in Scripture, who some sinfully worship, that said, "Be it unto me according to your will," by whom I came into this world, I was born even of Mary in Bethlehem of Judea and raised as the son of a carpenter, raised by Joseph, who was of the lineage of David, when he did not want to make a public spectacle of her, for he loved her greatly, for she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Just as I am the promised seed sent by God, so too Satan has a seed. Not that he can create anything of himself, for he is a leech and a thief, but he has made abominations for your destruction. Why is this so hard to believe for you? Listening to lies passed for truth, you have dismissed the most elementary things, for I have told you earthly things, and you believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Have you not read the words of Yahweh to his faithful servant Job? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Read that last part again, my children. The sons of God shouted for joy. Yes, the angels were present at creation, and they are wise to many of the secrets of heaven that are not for mankind to know. For mankind has searched for years in his lusts for power and glory. Fallen angel knowledge, my children, have you not read? Or do you still believe the lies of the Edomites that they have sown among you? But what does Genesis say on the matter? There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. So many of you exhaust my patience, believing the erroneous fable that the sons of God were from Seth, and they married evil daughters of men, and produced giants in wickedness. Mankind has been wicked since the fall, and no matter how many evil people procreate, their offspring will not be extremely large giants. No, that is a fable meant to deceive, for part of Satan's success is due to his dishonest secrecy, and he is defeated. So his temporary success has ended in utter failure, and he will not escape his lake. Fear him not, but understand the words of my words in their biblical context, and be not unwise and ignorant of the truth. The sons of God are the watchers in this context, angels who were charged to help mankind and instead left their first estate, for they lusted after the daughters of men. For what did I tell Jude to announce on my behalf? And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Read it again, and be not faithless, but only believe. The sons of God are fallen angels who defiled themselves with women. Many of these women were taken and were abused. Though some of them did so voluntarily, and they will bear their judgment, the offspring they produced in their defilement, Yes, this unholy union produced giants, evil creations made for your destruction. You do yourself great disservice by narrowly relying on your 66-book canon only. There are many canons, and your 66-book Protestant canon does not contain all the prophecies ever given, but contains all things pertaining to life and godliness in me, Christ Jesus. Read the books of 1st Enoch and Jasher and Jubilees. They are not scripture to you, but are certainly recommended reading, suggested and quoted in the very scriptures you love. Don't be controlled by thinking only books allowed in a particular canon are all the prophecies ever given. Learn of me. Yet God destroyed the world that then was for what says my friend Peter. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. And in the days of Noah, my father sent the great deluge that wiped out all their evil abominations, for they made many abominations that brought great destruction on the earth. They violated the natural order of life and introduced instability into the very DNA of mankind. And man was crossed with beast, and beast was crossed with fish, and one type beasts was bred with another type of beast until the desired abominations were achieved. And then the abominations destroyed mankind, and so my father destroyed them, saving 8 souls alive. Noah found favor in God's sight, and Noah and his family were all that were not corrupted on the earth in their genetic tamperings, for Noah was a righteous man. Read my words and understand your world, for many of you believe the lies of the false enlightenment that disallowed anything of a spiritual nature and served to dumb down the masses to their faithless lies that earthly matter is the only thing relevant. Do you not understand they disallowed God in their faithless ramblings? They have deceived you on purpose, with learning against learning. Study to understand this doctrine of Jesuits. But what says Genesis on the matter? There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. After what days, you ask? After the days of Noah. For after the flood, the earth was divided by lot of inheritance, and in the days of Peleg was the earth divided by inheritance amongst Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. For our purposes, we will follow the line of Ham, for from Ham came the bloodlines of the accursed, even Nimrod from Cush and Egypt, or Mizraim, and the evil Canaanites, descended from the evil Canaan. For it was Canaan that Noah cursed, for Canaan left his inheritance and founded the city of Tyre on what became the Phoenician coast and led to Sidon, of which Jezebel descended. He did this so that he could be in proximity to Mount Hermon, where the watchers descended and where I was transfigured. He found what the watchers left behind, and he used their fallen angel knowledge in great sorceries, and many vile rites were done by the Canaanite. For they even sacrificed their own children. So vile were they, and so pervasive, that he managed to infect the land of Canaan with his newly made abominations, where Satan worked on account of his transgressions. So as my father brought the Hebrews out of captivity from Egypt, so he commissioned them to take their inheritance away from these abominable tribes of giants. Do you still not believe my words? Have you not read the evil report given by 10 of the 12 spies sent into the land of Canaan by Moses to spy it out? For only Joshua and Caleb spoke words of faith, but the evil report given was literally true, except it was a sinful, faithless report that denied my father's words in favor of what they saw with their eyes. For God is greater than anyone's eyes, my little ones. Read the report in Deuteronomy. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." So Joshua cleansed the land of these evil abominations, and they were not what you would call human. They were hybrid abominations made for the destruction of the Christ line, as Satan so desired to stop my first coming. Yet the children of Israel did not faithfully carry out the task my father gave them in claiming their inheritance from violent usurpers. Many of these creatures were cannibals. Did you not just read where the land ate the inhabitants thereof? For what does Judges tell us on the matter? And the Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And Judges says yet again, neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beth-shean for her towns, nor Tanakh and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Iblim and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly drive them out. For what says Numbers on this account? But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. And so scripture was fulfilled, and the Canaanite tribes still vex God's children to this day. They have commingled themselves amongst God's creation and have hidden themselves in plain sight, even taking the culture and mannerisms of their host nations. But the end is the same every time. They purposely destroy their host nations. God has made them fugitives and vagabonds in the earth. They have spoken great lies and sold those very same lies for truth. They have overtaken your lands and you do not even see them, for you are blinded to their ways, because many of you have compromised with them, even the synagogue of Satan. Return to my pure word and ignore the words of and ways of the Edomites. Cease to elevate sinful words above my father's most holy word. For many of these Canaanites became Idumeans over time and lived in a proximity to Judah. When John Hyrcanus conquered Idumea, he converted the Idumeans to Judaism, and Judea was born from the combination of Judah and Idumea. And thus I stood against them in Israel some 2,000 years ago, and my stand is recorded in the Gospels that you may walk as I walked. Their words perverted the Torah, and their oral traditions and occult rituals from Babylon hid itself in my land, for my land has been taken by impostors, the very synagogue of Satan. Ever since Genesis 3:15, there has been a seed war between God and Satan, and Satan's own seed battles for supremacy, which he shall not have. I have won the victory, my children, and I have empowered you, my children, against all manner of evil, and nothing shall by any means stop you, for I, Jesus Christ, have defeated the enemy's kingdom. Stand against them and stop promoting their evil ways. Come out from among them, because they have made themselves to look just like you. Do you not believe my parable of the wheat and tares? Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. Come out from among them and separate yourselves from the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews, but do lie and are not. For Israel has been scattered amongst the Gentiles, and I am not sent, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Thus the times of the Gentiles is nearly completed, and I have made of two one new man in me, so making peace. My children, I give you a brief overview of your history, for mankind's history traces from Noah to Adam, and God has made of one blood all nations. My children, time is almost up, but that doesn't mean your work is done. I am still calling my children to stand for me and to minister for me, for I have made you able ministers of the New Testament in my blood. Have you not read where I told my followers that if they will say unto this mountain, Be removed and cast in the sea, and that if they doubt not, they will have the things they command? I counsel you to back up one verse, for that narrative begins with Have faith in God, for with God nothing shall be impossible, and you can do nothing without me, my little ones. So many of you have been taught by the Edomites lies that lead you into their ways. But if you have faith in God, you will command the impossible, and you will need to do just that in the work I am sending you. I am sending you, my children, to gather the sheep that remain, for many will come to me in these last minutes, and I will not deny them, but I passionately search for them still. Open your mouths in faith, and stand for me and minister to my children. I have told you how to wield my power, but you refuse my instruction. So I will tell the forgetful among you once again. Why do you sheepishly ask a spirit to leave its host with stuttering lips and using my name, Jesus Christ, in a faithless manner? Do not use my name in vain. Command the spirits in my name with great faith, and have faith in the words that I will give you, and the evil spirits will depart by my power through you. Why do you timidly ask sickness to leave when you should speak to the sickness in confidence in my name and command the impossible in my name and heal the sick? Say to that mountain, Be removed and cast into the sea. Heal the sick, cast out the spirits, raise the dead and command the impossible, for so have I enabled you. Have you not read that the first shall be last, and the last shall be first? Know, my children, that I am moving in greater power than I did in the first century, and I have poured out my spirit in full measure across the earth. Which of you has the courage to stand for me, to speak for me the words that I give you? Which of you has the faith to not shrink from an evil report, but hit the evil head on? For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do not be subservient to the Canaanite, for they are cursed to be subservient to you. Furthermore, do not get caught up on national genealogies, for I am sent to all nations that I may save some, and in so doing I am saving the true Israel, for she is cast out among the nations, and you all are the true Israel of God. Stand for me and speak for me, for time is almost up. Will you be one of the ones who approach my judgment seat, having gathered wood, hay, and stubble against the great approaching day? Or will you present me gold, silver, and precious stones? For my people are my treasure. Set the captives free, and work with me in these final minutes, and without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world, receive up into glory. My children, I am the Word made flesh, and me and my Father are one. In the same manner, become one with us by your obedience to me, for very soon you will be like me and be received up into glory. For I am the first fruits from among the dead, and I will present you a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Time is almost out, so do not hesitate. Work with me in these final minutes, and do not hesitate to open your mouths. I will bring them to you, so do my works and cease from your own. I will do many mighty works by your hands, only doubt not. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.